October 1st. It's a nice and cold October afternoon. My hubby and I are sitting on the patio bench, and I'm currently about 6 months into this pregnancy. We're relaxing, considering it's been a wild couple of months since I last wrote in this journal. With this baby growing inside me and my husband's continuous ins and outs, my blood pressure is certainly rising. But I'm happy with the days that I'm able to spend time with him like this. Just cuddling and talking about complete nonsense and how much we love each other. Unfortunately, due to the pregnancy, we needed to get someone to help around the house. Luckily, hubby had a friend who could help. His name is Reese. He's a fairly nice fellow, a little younger than my husband. I think he's about 22. Unless it involves my husband, our conversations can be difficult and awkward at times. We'll figure it out. If this is someone my husband trusts to take care of me and the baby, then I should have faith in his judgment and accept him. The only bizarre thing about Reese is that my husband hasn't said much on how they know each other. He refuses to tell me anything more, saying it's another future thing. God, when will I be able to know more about this? October 11th. He's gone again. We were talking about potentially converting one of the rooms to a nursery since it was getting a little crowded in our room. Then, all of a sudden, poof, and he was gone. Convenient, to say the least. He loves the baby very much, which I appreciate, but I do think, with the limited space, we need to think about such a move. The silver lining in today is that the baby was relatively calm. I love when she's like this, as I get some peace and quiet. Also, funnily enough, Reese and I really connected today, finding a common interest in some books that we've read. It was surprising considering he doesn't exactly look like the type that would read cheesy romance books. But I guess I'm one to judge. I'm married to a time traveller who quite literally defies logic itself. What's interesting is that I've noticed something about Reese that I guess I really didn't realise before. He's got a gorgeous smile that really lights up my soul. I blushed a bit and I think he noticed. God, how can a young boy like him do such things to me? December 12th. Given it's been a couple of months since his last appearance, I worry. I guess ever since the baby was born, I've become more worried about his disappearances. Knowing that this is going to continue to happen isn't the only stressful thing about this. The baby potentially being a time traveller as well gives me nightmares. Worse, my little girl and husband gone all at once, leaving me alone, without the two that I love so dear. At least I've started talking with Reese, so now I have someone to help when I get all finicky like this. We'd talk about how in the romantic books this would be the time that some other lover would come in and sweep the main character off her feet. He would snort and I would laugh from his stupid romance reference. But it would make me feel better. Maybe my husband was right about him. I hate it when you predict things like this, sweetie. Please come back. December 22nd. Hubby is still not home yet, but he left a note with Reese. He told me that he was doing fine, but disappeared fairly quickly after writing it. Reese handed me the note with some very poor writing, so I knew it was him. The note read, "I have double the surprise for you." I checked the back to see if anything else was written on it, but there was nothing. I asked Reese if he had said anything before he poofed. He nodded and said that he was going to appear outside the Green Tree Hotel next. I don't like it when he surprises me like this. At least this time, I'll know that it's some type of surprise for me, since he's appearing somewhere else. But what does he mean by double the surprise? I swear you just like worrying me at this point. I guess I'll just have to wait and see. December 25th. It's Christmas and the baby is spending her first Christmas with my parents since I have to find a naked man to clothe. On top of it all, I have to figure out what he means by some double surprise. Let's see if I can pick him up before he gets arrested for public nudity again. December 26th. I found out what he meant by the double surprise. Holy shit. What a fucking surprise. I should probably go back to the beginning. So, I found him at the Green Tree Hotel, just as he said he would be. He was leaning against the wall, naked. I parked the car, bringing a blanket and his clothes to him. We exchanged our normal niceties. He would say, "My saviour," and I would shrug him off with an unamused nod. But after he got dressed, he yanked my hand and took me into the hotel. I told him this was no time to be fooling around, and he told me to shush as he dragged me into one of the hotel rooms. He was grinning like a schoolboy after his first kiss, and I asked him what was going on. Then a familiar voice came from the back of the room. He stood up, and I looked twice, just to make sure what I was seeing was true. There were two husbands in the room. Before I could even say a word, the one that emerged said, "Surprise." He explained that this was one of those instances where two time periods met each other. He also said that the current time period husband wasn't here. Technically, I had two in front of me, one from the past and one from the future. He then tried to cover up the confusing mess with a simple, "It's complicated." No duh, genius. But looking at both of them, I could see what he meant. The one that I clothed in Christmas attire was very young looking, like he was in his early 20s. Now thinking back, I remember a time that my husband had said he was gone one Christmas, but never explained his whereabouts from there. This could potentially be what he meant. The one that emerged from the shadows was older, maybe like 5 to 10 years older than my current husband. He had grey hairs that stuck out with a nice salt and pepper beard that I wasn't accustomed to seeing. After analysing the two, the realisation hit me like a truck. So this is what he meant by a double surprise. Cheeky fucker. At that moment, I think they both realised that I had just figured out our current situation. Two husbands from two different time periods and one wife, ready to take them, like the good little whore I was. They both smirked, approaching me. The older one came from behind and started kissing my neck while rubbing my nipples through my thin sweater. I moaned, caught off guard by his delicate but intense touch. The younger one came up to me and grabbed my chin with his right hand, guiding my lips to his as he started playing with my clit through the panties. Fuck. It was so fucking hot seeing my husband do such naughty things to me. I felt so loved, and it was turning me on knowing that what was bound to come next. They continued to kiss me and I started slowly taking off each article of clothing while they began to undress. They were already rock hard for me and I just couldn't wait for them. I needed their cocks in my holes. I got down on my knees and started blowing their gorgeous cocks, tasting each one as they moaned in pleasure from my oral skills. The younger one was having a difficult time keeping up, probably due to a lack of experience with a mouth like mine, let alone the situation itself. It was absolutely hot. But the older husband took it with ease and even started talking dirty, telling me that I was a good fucking slut, sucking on some hard cock while my current husband was away. He continued on, describing how I was sucking a young stud from the past and an older stallion from the future on Christmas. quite festive, he joked. I chuckled with his dick in my mouth, knowing for sure that's definitely my future husband. Only he would make such a joke during such a time. I continued going back and forth between the young and old husband, hearing moans disperse from each of their lips until the younger one said he'd had enough. He picked me up on my feet and threw me on the bed. I could feel the desire from his breathing alone. The young stud shoved his cock deep inside me with no warning at all. We both simultaneously moaned from the sensation of it all. Before he started moving, he told me how great I felt. Knowing that he was young and inexperienced with my body, I told him his cock was amazing, despite some rugged movement. The older husband came kneeling over my head and asked if I had room for one more. And I told him, absolutely. Shove that cock in my mouth. And he did, with great pleasure. They were two absolute beasts, filling my holes with their hard cocks, and I was loving every fucking minute of it. I came within the first couple of minutes, but they just kept going, taking me for their own pleasure, and I loved every second of it. Soon after my orgasm, the younger hubby told me he was on the verge of climaxing, as I was so tight. He asked me if he could come inside me, and I pulled the older hubby's cock out of my mouth and told him to come deep inside of me. He moaned and thrust with such vigour that it made me clench down hard. He poured what felt like a gallon of cum deep inside me. I could feel him twitch and shooting out every last drop of his cum right before he relaxed and pulled out. He moved to the side and laid beside me, giving me the wonderful acclamations of how good I felt. I thanked him for being such a good lover and kissed him. Looking at him, I could really see his youthfulness emanating from him. He had such a gorgeous smile that made me blush. Fuck, my husband was such a beautiful young man. I heard someone clearing their throat quite loudly and turned to see the older hubby right above me, waiting for me to notice. He said it was his turn to show me a good time. I giggled with anticipation, just thinking that if the younger husband was able to make me come, I could only imagine what this older stud would do to me. And fuck, was I right. He inserted himself nice and slowly and filled up my pussy, moving almost effortlessly as I was soaked with cum and my own wetness. I'm sure it helped him more than anything as he was moving carefully, with purpose. Hitting spots that only my current husband knew. Even some that were foreign to me. It honestly felt like hours had passed as I climaxed multiple times. I was screaming from the pleasure this refined stud was giving me. I was in a complete meltdown as the orgasms were starting to roll from one into the next. I knew during all of it he was taking complete and total pleasure from my reactions. The clenching, the quivering, the pure bliss and ecstasy from my orgasms. He loved the power and the pleasure he gave me, knowing how each movement made me feel. Such a cheeky bastard. But just like any other man, he needed to come. I felt him start twitching for me and I knew he was ready. He tried to hide it but realised that I already knew his signs. My legs wrapped around him tight, squeezing him inside. Damn it, you just know sometimes, huh? I giggled and responded, like a fucking book. He gave in to the pleasure that was building and started to moan out for me. He told me he was about to come and roared with such intensity that it made me come simultaneously with him. He crept closer and closer to me with each rope of cum filling me completely. With his last few thrusts, as he completely drained himself, his lips found mine and we kissed deeply and passionately. After he's done, he whispered, "Merry Christmas," and I chuckled and kissed him again. He told me how wonderful I was and how it was a pleasure to be such a special gift. I told him I was happy to have received such a wonderful gift. We kissed once more and he told me it wasn't over yet. Puzzled, I asked him what he meant, at which point he looked to the side where younger husband was raring to go with that incredible smile of his. The older one then said, "You gotta love that young man's stamina." To which I responded, "Absolutely." We delighted in each other's bodies for another hour or two until we were all drained, covered in each other's juices and panting from exhaustion. Before they poofed, we said our goodbyes and the older one gave me a note and said I should be patient. I looked at him puzzled, and before I could even ask what he meant, they disappeared, leaving me in the dark, as usual. I looked at the note, seeing what encoded message my future husband could have left me. All the note said was, "I love you, no matter what happens." It was heartwarming, but I couldn't help but feel that he left me out of some loop again. But maybe when he comes back, I can ask him what he means. I just wonder when he'll be back. I miss you, baby, and I appreciate the Christmas gift.